Inspired by music, nature, city life, and social activism, 20th century African-American artist Norman Lewis is less well-known than many of his contemporaries. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the art world is now taking another look at the striking range of his images, ideas, and approaches to his work.
Musicians, migrating birds, parades, and civil rights marches. A lifelong resident of Harlem, Lewis took his subjects from city life and beyond, what he saw and what he heard. Ruth Fine curated Procession, the Art of Norman Lewis.
In his archives, there are a lot of brochures from concerts by black and white artists and all kinds of concerts. He played the piano, had a big record collection. I mean, there are three paintings in the show called Jazz Musicians, but there's one painting called Cantata.
He once likened his painting to music, and he explored his own voice, creating early figurative works and many abstractions, informed by his study of Cubism, African art, and European modernism. He experimented with materials.
How many ways can you use a pencil? How many ways can you inscribe a line into wet paint?
Fine says the complexity and variety of his work defied expectations.
He was a black artist, painting in a complicated way that engaged both issues that were important to the black community and issues that were important to the white community. Never arrived at a single signature image.
He was awarded the Popularity Prize in the 1955 Carnegie International Exhibition and showed in the 1956 Venice Biennale. Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts is now hosting the first comprehensive museum retrospective of his work.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.